This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people protested across France Saturday against the imposition of a health pass for a wide array of social venues as the country battles with the fourth wave of coronavirus infections. It is the third weekend in a row that people opposed to President Emmanuel Macron's new set of COVID-19 measures took to the streets as unusual shows of determination at this time of the year, marked by a slowdown of the country's activity, citizens take their summer break. Visitors heading to museums, cinemas, or swimming pools in France are already denied entry if they cannot produce the health pass showing that they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 or have had a recent negative test. A new law that French Parliament approved this week will make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for health workers and extend the imposition of the health pass to bars, restaurants, trade shows, trains, as well as hospitals. In the U.S. state of Florida, the new epicenter for COVID cases in the country, it reported 21,683 new cases of COVID-19. That is the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic. That's according to federal health data released Saturday, as its theme park resorts again started asking visitors to wear masks indoors. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around a fifth of all new cases in the U.S. as a highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus continues to spread. The Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has resisted mandatory mask mandates and vaccine requirements thus far. This is VOA News.